Everybody's fellowshipping this morning, which is good. Now everything's got really quiet, so I don't want you to remain quiet, okay? We've come into this place to do what this morning? To worship the Lord. And it's okay to be loud. It's okay to be quiet. It's where it's coming from. It's your heart. But it doesn't scare God with noise. Amen? So, well, to get things started this morning, we have an awesome testimony. Not everybody's heard your testimony.
Well, praise God. I tell you what, you all ought to be excited this morning because I'm excited. And not just because I'm excited, because you probably have a reason to be excited. My reason is that Thursday I went back to Camelot to Louisville to follow up on the report that I got back. I'm popping. That's not enough. There you go. How's that? Is that about right? And when I had the diagnosis of the, what I found out Thursday actually was a stroke in my blood, in my brainstem. Now that's a place that you don't want to have a stroke, because typically you end up paralyzed, in a coma, or dead. But I didn't, obviously. Hallelujah. But that's not an unfamiliar position for me to be in, because I've been in that same position several times in the last 9 years. And the doctor said, after they did the CAT scan and went to see him, it's gone. The place is gone. And he said, they said, I don't know if it's him or 4 to 6 weeks, symptoms should work their way out. I've still got a few of them, but not too bad. And I appreciate everybody's prayers and everything. And it's just another testimony of a deliverance, saving, healing, miracle working, power of God.
Anybody else got a testimony? Anybody? Ain't God been good to you this week? Well, that's a Amen. Testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got a lot of exciting things to happen. I feel like a jet engine on a runway. Amen. Things are getting ready to take off. Amen. Make sure you get a Sunday handout this morning, because what I don't cover will be in there. And, you know, I don't know. Well, anyway, I'm not going to confess that. But exciting things are happening, and we get to be part of what God is doing. Isn't that exciting? We get to be part of what God is doing. Martha's going to continue doing some teaching on Wednesday nights, along with Pastor Sum. And Wednesday nights is live streaming now. For those of you that are working or can't make it for whatever reason on Wednesday nights, it'll be live streaming. So we're excited about that. Yeah, it's live streaming, and then it's recorded like Sunday morning, so you can go back and pick it up and listen to it. And it's really good, really, really, really good. So that's something that we're doing. And Glenn, we had a leadership meeting last Sunday, and Glenn gave us a, or showed us a paper that he had printed out about how many times that we're being listened to. So we may be a small church here, but we're known all over the world. All over the world, somebody can pick us up and listen to us. So, you know, you think, well, we're just small in number. What difference are we making? We are making a difference. Why? Because the word is preached. And God has given us his word, that when his word goes out, it's not going to return to him void. Somebody's getting a hold of that word, and it's making a difference in their lives, and that's all that matters. Don't be concerned about size. Be concerned about your relationship with Jesus. Taking that word, growing in that relationship, and tell somebody else that Jesus loves them and he can make a difference in their lives also. Amen. Pastors is going to be doing another Bible study next month at Bonnie and Jack's in Russell Springs, starting on Monday night, October the 7th. And I think they're still teaching on David. So So if you want to hop over there and be part of that, or if you know somebody in Russell Springs that wants to come and be part of that Bible study, it gives them an opportunity in a small group setting and to come and to be part of that. And we're getting started on some outreaches. October the 5th, Danny said he has already got the information, everything that's needed to go to Walmart and do an outreach, and he needs 8 people. He's got a few already. And the Gideons are going to be out there with them. So that's exciting. So they're going to be out there with them, passing out Bibles and passing out their things and getting that word out there, church. The word makes the difference. Amen. The word makes the difference. So they're going to be out there having 2 tables set up. They're going to be passing out some water and candy and asking people if they need prayer or what they can do for them. So if you want to be part of this, you if you already have volunteered and want to be a part of it, I need to see you after church just to give you some basic information about what time to be there and basically how to do an outreach, you know. So we want to go and we want to present Jesus in a good light. Amen. So just come up front after the service and we'll give you some the time and all that stuff this morning. And let's see. October the 12th, we're having an outreach downtown Downtown Days. So that'll be exciting. So if you want to volunteer for that, you can see me. And if it's just for an hour or a couple hours, because you might just be down there and just want to stop out, and we'll be handed out. And we're also getting some flyers for the church ready and also some cards ready. And we'll have treats for the kids. Maybe face painting. I contacted a couple people, and they're getting back with me on that. So we may have some face painting. So bring your grandkids and all your little ones. And I don't know, you may want your face painted. I don't know. Put a wildcat on it. So if you, I think you have to be there at 8:30. I forgot to get the time on that. And they want you to stay a certain amount of time. So if you want to volunteer for that and just stay for an hour or whatever, just let me know and I can put your name down. And that's October the 12th. And like I say, we're getting some new flyers together, and we're getting some cards. And so that'll be exciting. And we're still working on our church sign out front, a big one with lights and everything. We want people to know we're here. We haven't gone anywhere. Amen? We haven't gone anywhere. And also, we're ordering some T-shirts, and you have to have 10 orders per order that you put in. So in order to put in an order tomorrow, I need 10 orders, and I've almost got that. But if you want to wait till a little later, put your order in, and when I get 10 more, I can order them again. I think the color is going to be aqua color with white writing on it, and on the front it's going to say Dare to Believe, Matthew 19:6, Dare to Believe. And on the back, you'll have the church name and our address and the website. So people can look at the back and know what this is about, and then go on there and click on the website and find out all about us. So if you haven't visited that website, you need to. Or tell somebody else about it. This is who we are and what we are. Amen? Praise the Lord. And also, the T-shirt order form's in the back. But if you want to order a place tomorrow, you have to get the money in the order form to me today, because I'm going to be ordering tomorrow, okay? So let's stand up. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into the house today, that you would fill this place from corner to corner, Lord, that your glory would be manifested in the midst of us, that we can leave this place not the same, but that we continue to grow in our relationship with you one step at a time, knowing that you give us enough light just for the step that we're on. We're excited about what you do, God, and what you're doing, because it's souls. It's all about souls and seeing people's lives changed for the good and for the better, Lord. And we just thank you that you've given us an opportunity to be part of what you're doing here, that we can go to places and tell people about the good news. And the good news is that you don't have to be depressed no more. You don't have to be oppressed no more. You don't have to be sick no more. Hallelujah, that Jesus is for you and not against you. And he's trying to get that good news to you. The word tells us in Psalms 23. I'm so glad I found out one day that this isn't just for funerals. The Lord is my shepherd. What does it mean that the Lord is my shepherd? Dead people don't need this. We need a little help on the way, amen, because life's a journey. So the Lord is my shepherd. Turn to your neighbor today and tell them, the Lord is my shepherd. Your neighbor's not going to bite you. Go ahead.
Lord is my shepherd.
Amen. What does he do? He feeds, guides, and shields us. And because he is our shepherd, we have no lack. Because you know what? God told me one time, he said, Shirley, all is well in my kingdom, and that is where you live. Because when you got saved, God translated you from what? The kingdom of darkness to what? The kingdom of light. Light. So now you are living in the world, but not of the world. Amen? You are part of the kingdom of God. And in his kingdom, there is no lack. There is no lack.
Right.
What does he do? He makes you to lie down in fresh, tender, green pasture. He leads us beside the still and restful waters. Aren't you thankful for the new covenant? That we don't have to live under the law, but we live by grace.
Amen.
And that offers us as the people of God a rest. There is a rest for the people of God that you don't have to strive for something that Jesus has already given you. Now that's good news too. Amen. Because we did nothing to earn it. We can't do nothing to keep it. All we do is believe and trust that Jesus did it all, and he did. Amen. He refreshes and restores our lives. So if you need refreshing today, if you need restoring today, guess what? That's offered to you today. He leads us in the path of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him. And like I said, not for our earning it, but what? For his name's sake.
Yes.
We walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death at times, because that's part of living. Amen. But it says that we will not fear or dread no evil. Why? Because you are with us. Your rod to protect us, your staff to guide us, and to comfort us. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God has a table prepared for you this morning in the presence of your enemies. And your enemies may not be a person. Because the Bible says we're to love our enemies. But your enemy is sickness and death and defeat and oppression and depression. And God says to you today, I have prepared a table for you. You need to pull up the chair this morning. Woo! You need to pull up the chair this morning and partake of his goodness, of his mercy, and of his grace.
Yes.
Amen. If you're oppressed this morning, you don't have to leave here like that. Amen. If you're in need of healing in your body, you don't have to leave like that today. Pull up your chair and feast on the healing power of God. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It says, you anoint my head with oil, and my brimming cup runs over. Back in the when they had shepherds, you know, David was a shepherd, and the shepherds, they anointed the sheep. They anointed their sheep. Why? Because that anointing oil, when they anointed their sheep with that oil, I read that it keeps the bugs and flies off of them. Woo! Hallelujah. God has anointed you this morning. You are so greased up with the Holy Ghost this morning. That's what the anointing is. It's smearing of oil. Amen. God has so anointed you this morning that when the enemy throws an onslaught at you, it slides off of you. Amen. So you need to raise your head and say, I'm anointed. I'm smeared
anointed.
From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. No weapon formed against me is going to succeed in reaching its intended purpose. Amen. But I am filled with the joy of the Lord. I am filled with the
Amen.
Word of the Lord. And that's all that I need is a word
that's
from
right.
the Lord. And that's what we're going to be talking about today is great faith. And all you need is a word from the Lord. Amen. All you need is a word from the Lord. My brimming cup runs over. And then it goes on to say when all of this happens, it says, surely, or goodness, mercy, and unfailing love. When you get a revelation of the love of God, it's just going to settle every problem that you have. But if you have the attitude that God is against me and not for me, that God's out to get me, that every little thing I say or do, he's going to whip me. But when you get a revelation of how much God loves you, it's going to solve all of your problems. It's going to cause you to walk in another level of grace that you have not experienced before. And we can never, ever get to the place where we don't see it, receive another revelation of the grace of God. His grace is overtaking you. His favor is overtaking you. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Surely goodness, mercy, and unfailing love. God's love cannot fail you. Love, what is love going to do? It's going to follow you all the days of your life, through the length of your days. The house of the Lord and His presence, what shall be my dwelling place? God wants you to dwell in His presence. And you have that opportunity this morning when you come to church just to leave everything, throw it aside. You may have things you've got to do next week. You may have an appointment you got to go to, a doctor's appointment or whatever. But I want you to know, one reason you can trust God is because He's already gone before you. Amen. He's already seen the bigger picture. He has already seen the bigger picture of your life. That's why He doesn't get in a turmoil or whatever when you are out there in a turmoil or whatever. Because He says, I've already got it worked out. And I'm just calling you to trust me, have faith in me, and believe what my word says about the situation. Amen. So I would encourage you today to come to the table that God has already prepared for you. Pull up the chair today and feast off of the abundance of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want you to keep this in mind. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. We're only on assignment here in this world. And our assignment is to represent the kingdom of God. Amen. As ambassadors.
Amen. Amen. I want to praise God this morning that I am standing down here. And Brother Bob is on that piano. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's so much more fun. I mean, I am so ready to praise God. I got a lot. I don't know if it's caffeine or the Holy Ghost. But that's all right, isn't it? All right. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace were tossed. Well, the king gave the word to turn up the flames. The crowds gave him up for lost. He said, our God is able to deliver us, and that's just what he did. Just like the Hebrew children in the fiery flame, my God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Well, Lazarus was dead and laid in the tomb. His friends were feeling oh so sad. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords said, children, it's not that bad. I am the resurrection and I am the life. At his words the dead man lived. As he did for Lazarus, let his people declare, my God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Well, Lazarus was dead and laid in the tomb. His friends were feeling oh so sad. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords said, children, it's not that bad. I am the resurrection and I am the life. At his words the dead man lived. As he did for Lazarus, let his people declare, my God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, God's gonna do it again. Get ready, God's gonna do it again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember one of the best sermons, you know, the best sermon you ever heard is the best one you think of at the moment. But he was talking about that if, you know, you find a promise in the Bible, and that if he's already done it once, you know he's going to do it again. And he was talking about, and I think it was El Shaddai, that means the God that's more than enough. And he was ministering on that he came to, it was Abraham he came to, that he was El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. And that literally means that if I don't have it, I'll make it for you. So people say, well, he's never done this before. Well, he just said he can do anything. So even if he's never done it before, or you've never seen it happen before, believe him, because he will do it. Amen. Glory to God. It's a glorious day. it was my tomb, till I met you. I was breathing, but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb, till I met you. Called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you. When you called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. I needed rescue, my sin was heavy, the chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, but now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open, but when you call my name, I ran out of that grave. Darkness into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Hallelujah! Glory to God. Lord, we praise you. You know, some people, some Christians are still walking around in their grave clothes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they need to come out of them and let God do for them what Amen. He wants to do today. Do you know what? Well, I want you to be seated for a minute. We're gonna take up the offering. But I tell you what, when you think about this, where it says, now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you. You know, it doesn't matter what you did, what it was. When you say, Jesus, I want you. I believe that you were dead and you rose from the grave, and I want you in my life. And, you know, immediately, it's all wiped away.
Amen.
Everything you might have done,
awesome.
Everything you did, you know, everything you should have done, everything tomorrow. I mean, it's there. All sin is gone.
Amen.
I'm a new man. Now, I still may have to work. You know, you're still going to see some of the old men in front of me every once in a while. But by faith. Well, Lord, we just thank you for the offering today. I thank you for your power that is at work here in this church, in our lives, Father. And that we give to you because we love you. And you take it and you bless it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, I couldn't help but this song, and I know we've done it, but I can. There were some songs in the past, let me say this, and that I used to sing, you know, like, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I can't. I was making me seeing something that as much as I try, I can't love God with my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, and it says to do that, but then Jesus comes along and he says, I love you. I love you. So you do and rest in my love for you. And I'm going, but what if I love you? And it's because of the love of God. That's just what you were saying. I just couldn't, you know, and the goodness of God. I'm talking too much. It's caffeine. But anyway, I remember my brother-in-law, Ernest. He wasn't saved, didn't go to church or nothing, and I'd prayed for that man for years. And finally, I got up enough courage. You know, your family's the hardest ones to talk to about God. So I called him up one day. It's easier to do it on the phone back then, you know, didn't. So I called him up and I said, Ernest, I said, you know, God wants to bless you, but he can't because you don't belong to him. Now, something inside me said, don't call him up and say, Ernest, you're going to hell because you haven't accepted Jesus. He knew that. But I really believe the goodness of God will get more people. When you tell people what God's got in mind for, the goodness of God, he wants to bless you, but he can't. But he will.
Amen.
No respecter of person. When you come to him and say, Jesus, amen?
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah.
And
next time, get me
decaf. Ernest told me later. He said, when Laverne called me and said what she did that day, he said, it tore me all to pieces. And she didn't fuss at it.
And you know, the thing is, when I'm not lovable and I miss God, his love has never changed. The goodness of God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Let's stand up again, church.
All my life you have been faithful.
Isn't it awesome?
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father.
Come on, church.
I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful.
Worship him, church.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will of the goodness of God.
Here's Psalm 23 now.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
You got a picture of that, church.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. 'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
All my life you have been faithful.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God.
Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You know that, y'all are going to think this is crazy. It's caffeine, whatever. But I picture in my mind, I use my imagination when I study the Word of God or when I sing. And I picture in my, you remember that suntan lotion and the little kids running along and the little dog behind her, you know, and got, you know, and trying to pull her pants down and you see her tan line and all that. I got goodness and mercy falling after me, and it's nipping at me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when we realized the deliverance of God, the mighty power of God, that we didn't even know what was going on, and God delivered him. You know, when the doctor comes in and he says, "You're a blessed man." How many neurosurgeons do that? You know, how many, the cancer doctor, the radiologist, or whatever you call him, came in to us and he said, "Well, we get to do something that we don't normally get to do. We get to tell you we don't need you. You don't need to come anymore." You know what that does? It's the goodness of God. It's not us. It's the goodness of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just tell you what, you know me. My favorite song is what I'm doing right now. Just like my favorite sermon is the one that I'm listening to right now, and I just lost my words. Can't find the words. Anyway, I'll find them. Okay. Woo! Anybody else ready? All right, I will be in a minute.
His holy name, sing like never.
goodness again. What am I going to talk about today? Am I going to talk about my problems? Am I going to talk about the circumstances? Or am I going to talk about the goodness of God? Or am I going to talk about what I know He says it's going to be, rather than what it looks like right now? Amen? My imagination. In the bulletin, I wrote a little bit about, if it's against the Word of God, cast it down. You know, we didn't used to know that you could control your thoughts. But you put the Word of God in there where the negative thought is. Amen? Because one of these days we're going to see Him face to face. Glory to God. On that day, wonder what will really, what it's going to be like.
And on that day, when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and my heart is calm, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name.
We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah for who you are.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Be new to you. It's okay.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
Hey,
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
I love this church.
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you.
Come on, church.
I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart.
Come on.
I worship you. I worship you.
Makes you want to dance for him.
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart,
yes.
You're the answer to it all,
amen.
Jesus. You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who
you are. You gotta say this one more time, church, because this is who he is for you today.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Again, come on.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you.
Father God, we honor you today, Lord. You said if I be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. And that's what we wanted to do today, Father. Is to worship and glorify you. And just as that they lifted up the snake, the serpent in the wilderness, and when they looked upon that serpent, they were all healed. Father God, I pray that everybody in this place, whatever their need is, that they'll look up to you today and realize that you're the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. And that's who you are. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said,
amen.
Thank you. Praise
Hallelujah.
And worship team.
Children? You know, there's a saying that the things we go through, that if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger. And you know, killing you doesn't necessarily mean that you're physically dead. Now, the things that I look back over the last few years that I've been through, there are people that if they had gone through what I've gone through, they would come out of it with an attitude, well, if it's the way God's going to treat me, I'm not going to do another thing for him. I'm not going to serve him. I just quit. No. And the thing about it is, you come through it, you got a testimony.